Aloha, this is Dr. Lori Moore. For those of you who live in the United States, we may be on the verge of a deep shift in our government. The election is only a few weeks away, and that is why I'm wishing to address everyone and invite you home to the depth of love that is possible. I heard one of the candidates say that should she become a member of office, that she will eradicate greed. Well, Buddha and Jesus, Magdalene, Kuan Yin, and I can rattle on about many master teachers throughout history who practiced Gandhi, unconditional love, were not able to eradicate greed. This particular person was also discussing shooting at wolves from an airplane. Now, let me say something about this woman. I have nothing against her. She's a charming personality, and I've deeply enjoyed a bit of brightness she's brought in her very different style to politics, even though she and I are in very polar opposite disagreement on a number of issues. But the reason I'm bringing this up is really not about her. It's about a point of view she's representing. And she's representing it because she actually believes it. And this is a point of view that we can eradicate or kill or get rid of something. Well, everything's been existing for a long, long time. And so far on this planet, anything we've tried to kill has created another negative reaction, even when it has been done with the best of intentions. So I'm inviting you to stop trying to get rid of anything, to stop killing anything, to stop making anything wrong or bad as a solution, and begin to start loving, loving everything, loving, because see, all that exists is actually just energy in motion. It's color, it's light in motion. And when you begin to notice you are in love with all that is, you stop becoming a position of proof, an individual little identity floating around showing that you are better or worse than any other energy form. And you start to see the deep love, which is why I said this particular political character out there is another character, just like me or you. And I have nothing against her, and I don't even dislike her. But I am feeling, believing, seeing that she brought up a viewpoint that represents a viewpoint that so many of us have tried to utilize to shift or change that which we see as unjust. I'm inviting you to notice there is no unjust outside of you. All there is on this planet is quality after quality after quality. There's the love, there's the fear, there's the joy, there's the sorrow. Yes, there is the greed, and yes, there is the generosity. And can you be so 100% present with it that it ceases to become something you use to become a little identity floating around? Notice that your personality body is waves of energy. Notice that your soul is waves of energy. And notice that whatever you call I is a concept. It's a word. In reality, you are part of everyone and everything. So whatever you are fighting, in that resistance, you are creating that same energy that you're upset about. The resistance is your hatred. Are you wrong for feeling it? No, love that too. We will experience everything as we dissolve it into something else. When we're fighting, we just become more of that which we are opposing, which isn't even wrong either. I'm inviting you to go deeper. The jig is up. We've had enough times. We've had so many years on this earth to play out these archetypes of polarity. I'm inviting you to be the love that you are, which is everyone is your neighbor, which is everything. And forget all your old ideas and be that love for 5 minutes, for 5 days, for 5 months. And new ways of being will begin to naturally emerge in how we are loving one another on this planet. And from that new ecological, political, psychological, social, et cetera, creations can come about. We don't know what they are yet. and they're not going to come by fighting the bad guy. Go inside. It's deeply disturbing to me recently when a friend kept calling and giving me a story about his wife because she was the wrong one and he was creating so much pain inside himself. It's time to give up that old story. It's not the government. It's not the other country. It's not your spouse. It's you calling yourself back to your love. And as you begin to soften into an allowance of whatever is in your heart, the love becomes so overwhelming that you see that there's nothing else happening but this love. There really is only this love. Thank you for being this love, and thank you for feeling, thinking, and being everything that you think is not this love, because it actually is. It's just color and sound, and when you begin to align with what is really happening, you will see it has been love the whole time. So thank you for being.